Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Welcome back to our off-season with our Paladins and Dinosaurs story arc as Rob takes over our dungeon mastering for a while. Rob, why don't we go over to you and we can pick up where we left off with our grand battle last week.
Well, after the grand battle...
You guys, I could hear the air quotes.
And after the battle, you guys were told that, yeah, you succeeded. You will be the champion sent north to find out what the Great Darkness is and see if what kind of force will be needed to prevent its incursion. And are sent off to rest and are told you'll be supplied and sent out first thing in the morning. So if there was anything you guys wanted to do before being sent to rest or before you were leaving, now would be the time to actually mention any of it.
Nope, I'd probably just go to sleep.
All those lovely Nurse Joys who aided me on the battlefield and I have now gone off to do our own
Pokemon joke.
Sleeping.
That's a Pokemon joke, is it?
More reference than joke, but
no, we don't do references here.
No, we don't do jokes either.
Speak for yourself. I can't think of anything. I shall go and prepare my usual preparations of preparingness and go through my Tai Chi where I set myself on fire. And then I do Tai Chi.
Okay. Wow. Nice. Then you guys are woken up shortly before dawn and sent along your way. You were told that you'll be met in the bay by a leader of the Ocean's Care, and they will supply you with everything you need to get where you're going.
Okay.
We actually have a map now. Nope. All right. Large continent-ish thing is where you guys are at. You guys are up here. The bay is over here. It's going to take you about a half a day to get there at most. Yeah. And then you'll be headed up in this area.
All right. So are we on foot on our travel to the bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just the four of us traveling to the bay?
Yes.
All right. We'll take the chance to get to know one another again-ish. I mean, we've fought together, but do we really know one another?
No, probably not.
It's a good call.
All right.
So we physically have a map, yes?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys would be able to refer it, or, Resplendent Marble would be able to provide a map.
Okay. Yep. Will he, like, make it appear, or will it be on paper?
I can do either you wish.
Excellent. Can you update it with, a heads-up display of the direction we're going and where we're currently located?
I could do something similar to those means.
Excellent. Let's do that. Well met.
So basically I just do that. Make a spectral image, you know, showing largely with a compass rose that's like in a moon type thing with feathers showing directions with the most prominent one generally pointing us to the place where we are heading.
Cool.
So, are any of us particularly ponderous or difficult to do? No, let's just set out. All right.
Not particularly.
Duty.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Huh? Oh, let's set out for the bay.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll try and set a nice brisk pace.
That's going to be completely uneventful from here to the bay. There's nothing that you guys aren't going to recognize. You know, it's actually a pretty common
all familiar territory.
Yeah. Okay. You guys came through this way to get to the council area. Yeah,
yeah, we've been around.
Everybody landed to start with because it's a nice secluded beach.
From London to the bay. All right. What happens when we get there?
Once you're there, you're greeted by a member of the Ocean's Care. Actually, a few members. I believe you four are the champions, correct?
Yes.
You believe correctly, sir.
Ah, good. Good. We have the supplies ready for you. We have fresh mounts to send you on your way. And we expect, hopefully we expect to see you guys back within about a week and a half.
Sounds reasonable.
Excellent.
We ride! And Stormwind leaps upon the back of one of the mounts.
What are the mounts?
Plesiosaurs.
Tally-ho, gentlemen! Adventure awaits!
I climb on one as well.
Yeah. As do I.
I more or less swirl upon one.
I
reform on top of it.
Yeah, they're all hooked up. You guys are paired off as the plesiosaurs are mostly draft creatures here. They have a little float between paired between each of them to carry all the supplies that you guys need, the food that you've been provided with, and anything that you would need to go further north than you guys normally would. But you guys can pair yourselves off however you wish.
I'll ride with Resplendent Marvel.
Very well.
I will ride with this fellow. Your name again, sir? Barai, if I remember correctly.
You remember correctly.
It's been a long night of crazy indulgences.
All right. I will ride alongside him there to the place.
So we're mounted on plesiosaurs, and then in between each of them, like in every two of them, there's like a little canoe thing in the middle.
Kind of ish, yeah.
But they're tied to.
Yeah, it's more like a big flat, like a big square flat that's just kind of floating on a couple of pontoons between the two of them.
Where I come from, we call these land catamarans.
Where I come from, we call them Kyokyuku Daijujin.
Where I come from, we just call them boats.
Your people are a pragmatic lot.
And you expect the journey... you guys really don't know how long the journey to where you're going is going to take because you're not sure exactly what's going on.
We're heading north.
Heading north, supposed to go through some of the larger islands here and figure out what's going on. It's going to probably take you to go completely around the tip of the islands and back to the other side of the primary continent would only take about 3 days. So you guys are kind of given free rein as to exactly how you want to explore the islands and deal with it. We're actually going to set it up as a skill challenge.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Skills challenge.
Skills challenge.
Better look at my skills again.
Round one. Fight.
Wine, drink, women.
You can't drink women. You have to eat them.
He doesn't drink vine.
That's your one.
Yeah. Also, I think your joke from last session.
Was it?
I think so.
That's all right. I send my jokes out into the world like little birdies, and if they take wing, then they become yours forever.
Go ahead.
If they don't come back, hunt them down and kill them, I guess.
Is anybody boosting anybody? I guess it doesn't matter for this.
Nope.
You're a booster.
Matthew, 20.
Nice. Matthew boosts you guys by 5. It's automatically calculated into his, so it's
just because I'm awesome. Because I'm awesome time. So, do I get the 5 too?
Yes, and yours should already be calculated in. I should have your half level and then a miscellaneous modifier. So Resplendent Marvel.
Well, 16.
Wait, is that with the modifier?
Yes.
Nice.
Maki Pilipua?
29.
Thank you. Stormwind?
31.
Nice.
And Burai?
23.
All right, so Stormwind.
So I take a look at this magical map that the Resplendent Marvel has given us. And knowing the land as well as I do, I'm going to use nature to pinpoint us in a very specific direction that doesn't take us into the actual point that we're going to, but kind of curves us around to come up from the side so that if there is a horde coming down, we kind of don't meet them head fast or head first.
Sure.
Ooh, that is going to be a 21.
Success.
I was worried that was a failure.
I thought it might be.
I know we are running these like the Rodrigo challenge, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the best skills challenge that I've found. The
Rodrigo
the
rules
Rodrigo
in effect.
Challenge.
It's the Kensington rules.
The Lord Kensington rules, yes. I will take a deep breath and dip my head under the water every once in a while and keep a lookout for sharks. With perception. What? These guys can't run away. They're tied up. We don't want them eaten by sharks.
Got a point.
26.
Suck. Burai.
So what's our success versus failure ratio for this particular success failure for Amistad?
You'll need 8 successes to before you get 3 failures.
Okay, so we're at 2?
Yeah.
Successes.
All right. I'm going to utilize my awesome diplomacy skills. And I'm going to do that by subtly convincing Stormwind that he's in charge while making him go the places that I think we should go. You're right, it would be wiser if we were to go that direction, and you can clearly see this. Thus, I think we should jog north. Well met, sir. Ha! I suck. Mm-hmm. 23.
Mm. Success.
Yeah, I know. I forgot that I was trained.
Speedy McSpeederson. Resplendent Marvel.
Is that some kind of dig? Huh?
How about using Arcana in order to basically conjure up any forces to put the wind at our back and get us speedily moving faster towards where we need to go?
Wouldn't that be more of a religion thing for you?
Okay, then religion. One of those thingies.
Since you are divinely powered.
Yeah. Kind of got a bit of crap both going on.
Right. Yes, you do have a bit of crap.
I'll be at 19.
Not a success.
Boy, the wind really picked up there all of a sudden.
Whoa.
Hope it doesn't blow our scent to the enemy.
You set
big guy over here kind of.
You kind of set the course so as you're going a little further outside the islands, so you can come in and come back down through the islands.
Okay.
No sharks.
No sharks. No mosasaurs. No megalodons. No crocodiles. No super crocs. No any
leopleurodons.
No magical leopleurodons either.
Oh no.
Yeah. No big ancient predators to eat you guys in one gulp.
Cool.
No small ancient predators to eat you guys in a few gulps either. So. Burai is convincing Stormwind that what Stormwind is doing is the best course of action.
Which Stormwind clearly already knew.
Yep.
And Resplendent Marvel decided to, or apparently didn't pray this morning or something. he pissed off his god, I guess. I don't know. The winds are blowing at you instead of with you.
Oh, man. That's always worse.
Which will mildly help if, you know, what you guys are tracking can smell. Stormwind.
All right. Knowing that Burai is the leader of this group and knowing what he's saying, I'm going to use bluff to let him think that his words are having an effect upon me.
And you failed.
That is a 30.
That is very much a success.
That's a failure.
Maka.
You know, Marvel, at first I thought that we were going to have a lot of problems with those two, but they seem to be getting along really well.
See, my bluff extends to everybody.
They're all as agreeing with each other, and...
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to, be a plesiosaur whisperer and make sure that the animals are okay and also that they keep a steady clip and are not afraid of things.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey guys, you guys doing alright? Okay, cool. Here's a fish that I found when my face was underwater.
Nature. 29.
Success. Burai.
Hello. Alright, so we're at 6 now?
5.
5?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, alright.
Because Brian failed.
Oh, darn it, Brian.
Should just expect these things.
We're at the point we're going north or eastward, and I use my awesome diplomacy, and then the awesome diplomacy comes back to me, and I believe, yes, that is good. And then the wind picks up, and I use my athletics and strength to keep our plesiosaurs on a steady course to where we want them to go.
Good, good.
Using my strength and ness.
Athletics.
I was going to try and bluff Steven back, but I thought that would be no selling his thing. 33.
Success.
Nice. I like that.
Resplendent Marvel.
All right. Seeing him basically try to wrestle those things into control, I try to help him out a bit, largely just by holding on to the reins and just trying to keep him steady for as long as he needs be. And enduring through that.
Okay.
Nice.
As I am not the strongest thing around. Nice. That'll be... Where are you at? That'll be a 31.
That's a success. You have a... Excuse me. You have Burai eating out of your hand, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, you two are... apparently getting along spectacularly. The horses are good.
Okay.
Your horses are happy. The water horses are happy.
Appropriately diplomatized.
Yes, yep. Yes, you successfully diplomatized the horses.
Hooray! I am the Rob!
As you get them to calm down, Burai gets them set on the appropriate course again, and Resplendent Marvel manages to not screw anything up this time.
Hooray!
Hey, I'm sure when we get to, like, a library and crap, he'll do really well.
He'll be awesome.
Will I? Once we're off the point where he's just gonna, you know, sink like a rock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, then he'll just walk.
That's why his people are sedentary.
No, sedimentary.
Stormwind.
All right. Just to make sure that any creatures that rear their head know not to mess with us, I stand upon the back of my saddle, perfectly balanced, and if something pops their head out, I spook them and intimidate them.
Boogie, boogie, boogie! My name's Stormwind!
That will be another 30.
Success.
Wow.
He has the ones.
So yeah, while Maka is calming down the Plesios, you actually see a couple of things pop up. It looks like instead of just large fish or predators, it looks like a couple of sentient creatures, maybe a couple of merfolk pop up, and you're like, no. Just stand up, show them how big and tough you are, and be like, no, you don't want to mess with us.
My five.
They just turn back around, head another direction.
Okay.
And that's the skills challenge. You are basically in the center of the islands, and you start to see large, vast wooden boat, wooden ship. This is bigger than anything you guys have ever dealt with previously. You'll be up on this large island. I can't tell.
Okay.
If you can see. I'm sorry if you can't see, Matthew.
Yeah.
But that'll be to the... It'll be on the western side, so it's the inland.
Mm-hmm.
The map is backwards.
Yes. It's because I drew it backwards because I'm dumb. But they'll be up in this little bay here, and it is... it's actually a pair of just massive, massive ships. These are bigger than anything you guys have ever seen. There's some islands that you guys have hunted on and spent nights on that are smaller than these ships.
I just forgot to flip the projection around so they could see it properly.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh!
So Brian screwed up again, not
this
Rob.
This makes perfect sense now.
I can see my house from here.
But as you get closer to these, as you come in, since you guys are coming in from the north, basically you're coming in about the same heading that it looks like they came in on, based on where they're moored. I remember nautical terminology.
They're also Berber.
Yeah, but based on where they're moored, it looks like you guys are actually coming in on basically the same path that they did. And you can see large ant-like creatures. They look...
They look like ants from here.
Them!
Now, they look kind of like centaurs, only very insectoid. Very insectal.
Insectars?
Insectalists.
They're, for those of you who've actually played D&D previously to 4th edition, they're Cormians.
Ooh, ouch! For those of you who've
actually... They're basically my favorite thing from 3rd edition that hasn't made its way to 4th edition yet.
They're called what now?
Formians. They're large ant creatures. They're a hive mind society, or hive society. And it looks like they're trying to build structures on this island. They're colonizing the island, trying to make more homes, more things, and you guys need to kind of figure out what more is going on there.
You said more again. All right. So is there any indication that we have been seen?
No.
All right. And how far away are they in terms of some sort of measuring system that measures the system that I'm understanding?
Yes, how many...
how many leagues
How many fathom knots to the nearest boat?
Parsecs?
Yes.
Because we're gonna arg the mizzen mast. And we're going to starboard up the... I don't know.
Starboard up the shimmy.
I'm going to try Ceratops, for God's sake. You're lucky I don't fall.
Now, you guys are close enough that you are really feeling the scope of the ships, but you're not...
Hey, stop touching my scope.
They have scopes? Okay, focus.
I don't know, you haven't been noticed at all. You can see the ships. You can tell that they are massive and that the ant creatures are mostly about the same size as you guys are.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to give that in an actual distance. Yeah, I mean, you're maybe a couple hundred yards away from the ships. Just it appears that they're not terribly wary of what's going on behind them.
Okay.
But you see just a ton of movement and a ton of motion on the ships and further inland.
Are the ships moving away, or are they moving at all?
They're anchored.
Okay. So we need, we need to find a way to get to shore without being seen.
Mm-hmm.
And to stow our mounts, so...
Well, we can just dock a ways away, can't we?
Yep, that's my expectation as well. Where are we on the map?
Way up here.
Up here.
Okay. That little part that looks like an inlet, let's use that inlet and go to the inlet.
This?
Yeah, that. Right in there.
I'll take you about an hour to get yourselves up there, you know, making sure that you're not being seen. If anybody has any fancy way to try and help out with that.
Nope. What's the usual protocol? I mean, are these guys actually tame? Like, if we take our stuff, will they just find their way home? I mean, the animals that we're riding on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the animals are very well trained. If you, you can tell them exactly what you want them to do through specific voice commands and motion commands.
Lassie, go. Oh, wait.
Do we want to just walk back?
What?
You said just let him go and let him go home?
Maybe. It could be dangerous. Well,
that was kind of my expectation is we could try and find some place where they would be safe.
Well, if they're trained, then they might not wander too far away.
Yeah, they're very, very well trained. You could actually tell them to come back in a certain amount of time.
Wow.
They are trained.
It's about a day. Is about the closest you can really get, or with the tides is where how they understand the time.
Okay. Day seems like a sufficient amount of time for us to do some damage.
Agreed.
Okay. We'll tell them to come back in a day.
Right. They wander off to do what they do by themselves. And you guys, I assume, approach...
Well, not quite yet.
Yeah. We need to do some reconnaissance.
So, do we want to talk to them?
Often I've found diplomacy works well, especially with the ladies. I wonder if they have any ladies in their group.
They might have one.
Aha, yes. And that's the only one that we need to convince, isn't it? But sometimes smashing and bashing also does the trick.
Well, in my experience, if you lead with smashing and bashing, later on it's harder to do diplomacy.
And being clearly outnumbered, several to one, does your Maka?
Yeah.
Your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Can he report to you what he sees?
Only in very rough terms. I don't think we'd get any more from him other than there's a lot of them. He might be able to see things that are interesting to him. So, like, any other inland lakes and things like that where he could find fish, he would probably talk about. But no, he's not very smart.
Is there any way that we could see through his eyes, Marvel? Is there something that we can do in terms of some sort of clairvoyance? Although that may not actually require any type of focus now that I think of it.
Unfortunately, I don't have any such tricks in regards to that as much. About the best I could do is send back any messages if I should find something.
We do need to do some sort of reconnaissance.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll be back.
He's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, so. But I'm not moving very quickly.
And he's kind of large.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna.
This is clearly a bad idea.
Hold, friend.
Wait, Mark.
I'm a little bit smaller than the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very nimble of feet.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it'd be better if I go.
Agreed.
Be my guest.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. Can I shift into one of my forms, or is that only during encounters?
You could shift into one of your forms if you wanted to, if there's a form that you have that might actually help out. I don't remember if any of them would give like a bonus to stealth or anything. Or...
Battle chicken.
Yes, I have... where is it?
You have Relentless Panther and Fire Serpent.
I have a Serpent, which I was thinking of Flame Snake.
Yeah, that might be more visible.
Yeah.
It is on fire.
Panther, then. I will go as a Panther Man.
Is that actually going to help you out at all?
Well, does it give me any more stealth?
I don't think so.
It gives you certain bonuses.
It lets you shift like a mofo, I believe is what it does.
Yes, yeah. It gives me +2 bonus to reflex, and it gives me the ability to shift more.
It seems wise.
It wouldn't give you any help in trying to sneak up on them or anything. It helps you out in combat.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. That's why I was asking if that was something that could be employed.
Will it help him in
there
running?
There might be some other forms that do help out in that way. I don't remember all of the forms.
I'm pretty sure they don't, because they're all defender stuff.
True.
And defenders are not good at sneaking.
True. So, yeah, they're probably... Yeah, all the forms are supposed to be your daily attacks.
Okay.
So it's...
That's fine.
Probably not something that's going to help you out outside of combat.
That is fine. So I will go very quietly, hoofy hoof,
clippity-clop.
Very quietly, avoiding big rocks, stones that might clop under my feet, and get close. What am I looking for?
Reconnaissance.
Okay.
We're wanting you to get the lay of the land so you can give us an idea of what we're looking at, what they may be up to, how many there are, a rough idea of whether we can identify where the central, if there is a queen, or at the very least some sort of leadership might be located, and most importantly, if there's any indication of what it is they're actually attempting, other than trying to, you know, build a nest.
And away I go.
While he's gone, we shall all discuss your personality flaws.
Do you have stealth?
I do, but it's not very high.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll.
How high is it?
21.
Really not very high.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think any of us have good stealth.
I have a stealth.
No, we're not really
six.
Stealthy.
I didn't exactly build you guys for being sneaky.
You are probably the stealthiest of us, however.
That's funny.
You can tell that there's a lot of people who would do this better than you, but yeah, you're making your way through. There's nothing that's really none of the ant creatures are really looking at you.
How close am I?
You're getting within about 50 yards or so.
Okay.
You can get
making use of brush and trees and the natural dark luster of my skin to blend in with the background.
Yeah, and based on the fact that you know that you're not going to be as... you know that you're not as good at this as you could be. You're trying to be more cautious with it. So you get a good look at what's going on. There's uncountable number of the smaller ones.
And how big are smaller ones? Remember, I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
Bigger than me or smaller than me?
Smaller than you.
Okay.
They would actually be small-sized creatures.
Okay.
What does that mean in terms of practicality?
Maybe about 4 feet high and a little longer, or a little, I guess, longer would be the best term than you guys.
So, an army of 7-year-olds.
Kind of.
Okay.
A bit bigger than 7-year-olds, since they're like 7-year-old centaurs. So, like,
okay,
a mid-sized dog body.
Mm-hmm. Gelfling.
Humanoid.
Gelfling
size.
Apparently my 7-year-old is bigger than what you have expected, because about 4.5 feet high would be about a 7-year-old in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically what he's saying is then...
I thought you meant 7-year-olds.
That should be about right, though, wouldn't it?
All right, so I see a bunch of those.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't keep track. They're moving in and out.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I can't. Do they all look exactly alike, or can you start to spot any differences between markings or personalities or any kind of structure going on? Or do they just appear to be mindless drones?
They show enough initiative and enough forethought in how they're going about things that they're obviously not mindless.
Okay.
But there's nothing that you're getting at for real personalities, and they're way too new of an entity for you to pick out any differences.
Okay.
Do they wear anything? Are they armed?
They are. The small ones are not armed. They do have a talisman. The talisman is a circle with a looks like a set of wings on it.
Okay.
And every single one of the workers has these.
Okay.
Other than that, after a little bit of picking and choosing, you see some of the other larger ones. They're taller than you, not as tall as Burai.
Okay.
But they are, you know, they do have not quite horse-sized, like mule-sized bodies.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And do you see two carrying a couple of wrong one. Cooperate with me. Mm-hmm. Two carrying a couple of pretty big spears. And then you find one more that is carrying a number of javelins on his back, and it looks like he might be directing the other two. But he's definitely gesturing in a way that he is interacting with the other two.
Okay. Can I hear anything? Can I hear a language?
It's a little too far away for you to be able to tell if what you're hearing is any sort of language.
Okay.
You can hear some sort of mutterings. Speech. And a lot of clicking.
Okay.
But you can't tell exactly what the noises are.
Do I smell anything in the air?
It smells odd.
Okay.
It smells different, but it, you know, new creatures, so you're not...
Okay. All right. Anything else? Is there a ratio between the drones and the larger?
There's only three larger ones.
Okay.
There's the two with the big spears, and there's the one with the javelins.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, dozens of the little ones. They're moving so fast in a going around thing.
But I don't see any.
You're not able
so
to.
So just the three larger ones, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do I see as far as, are they going into the ground? Are they coming out of the ship? What's going on?
In and out of the ship, they're taking down trees. You see them, they kind of, the workers especially are just going through the underbrush with no problems. Taking down the trees. It looks like they're very organized about it, taking them back towards the ship and getting perfectly laid piles of everything.
So they haven't started construction on anything.
They haven't started construction. It doesn't look like any sort of construction started yet, but they have torn down a large swath of the forest here.
So are they? Does this look like they're getting ready to construct something, or does it look like they're harvesting something?
They're very much sources. They're harvesting, but you can't tell specifically why they're harvesting. If it's food, because they're gathering the leaves, the food, or the fruits, the lumber. They're gathering every last bit of what they're taking down.
Okay. Anything else that is interesting?
Oh. Go ahead and give me a perception roll.
18, not very high. Perception's only 5, so. Yeah.
Reasonable enough. You see a couple of raptors. A small pack, and probably about a half dozen, and the ants just kind of take them down without any troubles. They just kind of swarm over them. You get 4 or 5 of them over them, and just they're loaded up and carried away, much like everything else that they're harvesting.
Interesting.
So they subdue them or kill them or?
Hard to tell.
There's so many of them.
There's so many of them. They all attack with a bite, and you know after one or two bites, the raptors just go down. But you can't tell if they're it's too far away for you to tell if they're dead or alive, and especially after seeing what they just did to that, you said that getting much closer is probably a bad plan.
Right. Hmm. So are there any?
So let's do that thing.
Do I perceive any weaknesses? I mean, do I see any of the little worker drones stumble and fall, and is there any repercussion from that?
No. About the best you can see is that it should be fairly easy. That the leadership is on one side of it instead of the ants swarming around them. Mm-hmm. They're swarming all to the south.
Okay.
The leadership is all on a northern edge, and the ants don't go further than.
Is there a way to come around behind them? Is there a way to surprise them at all?
It looks like you might be able to pull that off, yeah.
Okay.
You might have to do a little more searching for it. If you want to get a nature check in there, see if you can find a decent trail to get around to do that.
22.
Yep, you'll be able to find it. You'll be able to set yourself up so you guys can come in and sneak up right behind the
leaders.
The leaders.
And how far away are the drones from the leaders?
Anywhere from 10 to
zero.
100 feet.
Oh.
10 to 100 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, I think I have the information that we need and make my way back to the group. Good news, gentlemen. I think I have discovered the leaders of the group. Do you see over there on that ridge those three rather large fellows?
Yes.
They appear to be the ones controlling all the smaller ones. The smaller ones, they're just gathering everything. I don't know if they're just... they appear to be just taking all the resources that they can. I don't know if they're going to build something here, or if they're just going to pack this stuff in a way, but if we need to take out these leaders, there's a path that runs up that ridge to the west, and we should be able to come out right behind those three. Two of them have spears. One of them has some javelins.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to be careful with that. The other thing, I couldn't tell how they were communicating. It's a weird language I've not encountered before. A lot of clicks and pops. But if we do attack, we need to do it quickly because there's not a lot of distance between us and the drones. And the drones take down large objects quickly. You can see how they're raising part of the forest over there. They took down raptors almost instantaneously. They swarm over the subjects. They're biting them. The raptors go down. They carry them off. I don't know where they're carrying them off to. I don't know if they're food, if they're going to be pets. It's really quite scary.
But if we attack them, wouldn't they swarm us anyway?
Well, that's why if we're going to attack the leaders, we're going to have to be quick.
I see.
But we can get up next to those leaders very quickly.
But the question then, where do we go?
In fact, if you'd like, you could draw a map of exactly what you saw and how you guys can approach.
Up to me, huh?
Yep. You can have the others help if you want, okay. But you get to draw the combat map here.
So this is a slope, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, well, this is the water area over here where their ship is anchored. So basically everything, that's all water.
Okay.
And then this would be level terrain, but if we had enemies, they would be up here. The worker bees, or the worker drones, ants, are down here. And we are right over here on this side.
Yeah, you guys would be quite a ways right now.
Right.
But we'd be able to come up this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like on this is a ridge of 20 feet. So there's a 20-foot drop off of that.
So the primary question becomes, if and when we capacitate the leaders, what can or will we do if we are swarmed?
Run away.
Well, we'll have to either run very quickly, or we will have to hope that our swings are strong and true to take these things out before they overtake us.
Are the smaller creatures on or around the ship?
They're going back and forth to the ship. They're gathering from the east, from the forest, everything. I mean, they're just wiping it out, carrying it back to the ship. That's docked there.
Do you see anything else on the ships?
I couldn't tell anything on the ships. They're massive. I mean, you look up and it still goes up.
Mm. So, are we not going to try and talk to them then? Do we just want to attack
them? Well,
we
could approach. I mean, one of the advantages is if we do go up and want to talk to them, we do have time before those things would come up to us if the leaders were going to call out anything. It's up to you guys to decide.
Why not both? We designate an envoy, and part of our force actually follows the path that Stormwind located, and should it become necessary, then they swoop in. Swooping.
I think there might be an opportunity for a couple of us, several of us, to move past the leaders, to be out of their sight, so that if we did have to come in, we could almost come in from a flanking position, or almost come in a pincer movement, but almost in that way, like, where we could come in at each side.
Like an insect's mandible, maybe?
Yes, the insect's mandible. I was going to say the Tyrannosaurus pinch, but, you know, that's a very small...
It is a very,
very
small
movement, so it's that's probably kind of what we're working with
they
here.
They are a pretty small...
It does hurt, though, if they get you... Oh.
Yes. Purple nurples are...
Yep.
The worst.
Tyrannosaurus.
Probably a Transylvania twist. Actually, I think we may want to split into pairs. And two of us approach with the open hand of peace, and two be ready with the closed fist of whoopie. That's what they call it amongst my people.
I can only split into rocks.
Then you should accompany me.
Sounds like a plan.
If we are swarmed, I believe you and I are more, well, also more suited to a diplomatic mission. No offense, of course, to you gentlemen. So Resplendent Marvel and I will actually just walk up to these lovely people while Sneaky McSneakerton and Makapilipua take up their flanking position.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
It does.
Works for
Break.
Me.
Okay, before we get into combat this week, we've got drawn out the map. Stormwind has gone back and reported, and we think we've got a plan. We're going to see how all this plays out in next week's episode. So tune back in then. Download then. If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. Head over to majorspoilers.com. We certainly appreciate everyone who's been making those recurring donations. It certainly helps out. And if you would like to head over to iTunes and leave us one of those fabulous five-star reviews, we appreciate that as well. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.